Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are again, your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent fourth-generation family office right here in the greater Phoenix area to bring you information you may not find on those other financial radio shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here.
We do. Thank you so much. You know what? We really appreciate everybody's support. Thank you so much for telling people about us. We're a small family practice, fourth generation practice. We need help to get the word out. You know, we took on this radio show to sound alarms. I think it's going well. You know, we've been asked the right questions. We've been able to help more people than we would have otherwise. I mean, I think it's going well. We want to grow. So please continue to help us. Subscribe to our podcasts. Wherever you find podcasts, give us a call. Ask us questions. You know, we need input too. If you have a subject you want covered, email us, call us, let us know. You know, we're looking for ideas. We want to, you know, we love to hear ourselves talk, obviously. Well, Anthony does. I'm the shy one. But we need to kind of cover what you want to hear. So let us know. Anyway,
I'm a listener right now. I want to hear about this debt ceiling and what a mess this is. I mean, this is... If only you ran your individual finances as poorly as this government did. And how crazy is that? It's just like, oh, I've got a ton of debt and I have no interest in paying it back. So I'll just find somebody to give me more debt. Like, how many times can you do that as an individual versus what this government is doing? And do you want to know that number? Since 1960, Congress has raised the debt ceiling 78 times. 78 times in 63 years. That's, I mean, are you even trying to balance a checkbook at that point? Like, what are you doing? You know, the dollar's lost 96% of its value since the dollar was created. You know, we talk about inflation, you know, these last couple decades where, oh, inflation's nothing, it's 2%, it doesn't matter. Apparently not. Apparently that's way off. And to get hit with this high inflation now, yeah, it's because they screwed us with interest rates. They kept interest rates at nothing to feed this stock market to make the rich rich and the poor poor, unless you invited or you invested in Bitcoin, you know, as a super genius investing in something that doesn't exist, another Ponzi scheme. I mean, geez, these cryptocurrencies. I mean, what, JR, what did you just say? Bitcoin's up 40% since November. Okay. Why?
So, wow. All right. Take a breath. It's so funny listening to you, how you've evolved over almost 5 years in the office. You are me. I mean, welcome to it. I hope you're happy.
No, I was happy. And then I joined the office. Now I'm not.
Oh, you're
happy.
Having a great time. Give me a break. You are like a duck in financial water. I mean, this is so fitting for you. So you were a lousy engineer. I mean, come on. You know, when you look back, you never had a pocket protector. I think you let down the engineering industry as a whole. So I think
it's too social to be an engineer.
Way too social. And you just jumped right into the financial. I was going to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl. You know, today today's February 1st. So today's the big Fed meeting. So we have a lot to cover today. But you opened the big box right away. You know, when you talk about the debt ceiling, you're right. Who cares? You know, you sent me an article yesterday. I did read it last night. I read it again this morning. You know, we're being threatened. Let's see here. If Congress fails to raise the debt limit and the U.S. goes into default, economists warn it could plunge the economy into a deep recession. Think about what I just read, a deep recession. First of all, you know, we went into a recession last year, 2022. It was so long ago, but I remember like it was only a month ago. So 2022, we went into a recession. All they did was they changed the definition of recession. So we're not in a recession. Are we or are we not? You know, who knows? Well,
yeah, this last quarter, though, didn't it go up? Didn't our GDP actually go up last quarter? So that throws everything off, right? Because the recession's two in a row, which again, like you said, they changed the definition, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
Also, how are we not all there with all these tech giants with these massive layoffs we're seeing? So they're getting record number of revenue, record amount of income, but they're just laying off a ton of people. So none of this is helping this country at all. It's about filling the pockets of the rich.
That's the, and oh, you just, you know what, this is our last show. We can drop the mic right here. You just got to the bottom line of everything financial. We've been saying forever, the rich get richer, the poor hover, the middle class shrinks. You know, think back, let's think back to the COVID days. Are they still here, by the way? Is COVID still a thing? Are we done with monkeypox? You know, where are we with current events? So think about something. You told people, don't go to work. We're all going to die if you go to work in your office job. So go home. So you wanted people to go home. The employers didn't know what to do. Should we pay you? Are we going to have to close our doors? Restaurants were shutting. You know, everything was crazy. And then you start sending checks to people. Our savings rates skyrocketed. We saved money. And then all of a sudden the door started opening. You know what? You know what? Fast forward 2-3 years, you know what the end result is? Now, subprime auto loans, the default rate is going through the roof. Now it's bleeding into regular auto loans. They're going up dramatically. There are people that were saving a bunch of money in March of 2020 through the next year. They're not only saving, the savings are, it's almost none for the middle class, but the credit card, they're putting their bills, they're putting their mortgages on credit cards. This is getting crazy. So on an individual basis, basically what happens, you know, to answer your question, and I know, boy, we're right into it today. So if I max out my credit card, because I have to put my car payment, my groceries, my $26 egg, all that stuff has to go on my credit card, pretty soon I max out my credit card. So what do I do about it? You know, do I get a part-time job? Do I become an Uber or a Lyft driver or backup singer for Volbeat? What do I do about it? So what I do is I go get another credit card. That's the American way. You know, credit is the only way this country runs. So the problem is sooner or later, they're going to say no to me, but nobody's saying no to the government. Oh, by the way, you know what I heard this morning as I was preparing for the show? I heard a little nugget. So the government is going to make a little change to the credit card company late payment structure. Apparently, you know, they're working on it. This is something that's going to take, you know, months and years in a think tank and a brain trust. You know, right now the average late payment for a credit card is $30. And they're looking at in 2024, you know, so this is not a huge move, like going to the moon or, you know, taking Elon Musk's Starlink to Mars. They're going to change it from $30 to $8. So I started thinking about that. And I was like, well, that's really a good thing. You know, if you're late on your credit card payments, that means you're struggling. So this is wonderful. And then I thought more. And I was like, oh, no, because you've got the government involved. So not only is it a bad thing, it's basically saying we want you on a personal level to mismanage your finances like we are on a macro level. It's like we're going to reward your behavior.
And, well, not and even that. I love the thought of charging people who have no money for not having money.
Yes.
Like it just creates a deeper hole.
Yes. Non-sufficient fund fee. So I bounced a check because I'm struggling financially. What are you going to do? You're going to stick it in me further. What? I don't have any money or I wouldn't have bounced the check. Why don't you go ahead and charge me $35, Wells Fargo? You know, while you're opening up a fake account for me. I don't have any money, but you just made me 3 new accounts. But that's,
I mean, and that's how all these places make more money. You make more money with debt. You know, if you trade on margin, if you're borrowing, if you have $100 to invest, you're not going to make nearly as much as if you had $100,000 to invest. So I get, you know, I get the reasons why on an economic level, why borrowing to make money is so important, but it's not for everyone. And also you find yourself getting into a hole. more problems than not. I mean, some people succeed, but most do not. The airlines are my favorite example. They had, before 2020, a decade of nonstop, just hand over fist making money. And they spent 96% of that on stock repurchasing, blowing up their share prices, feeding their CEOs, probably while never raising wages for the people actually earning the money. You know, the what was the term in 2020? The essential workers. Yeah, no, the essential workers aren't getting paid, but everybody else is making insane amount of money. But what happens as soon as they have that rainy day that we're all told to save for? Well, as soon as these large corporations have their rainy day, what do? They put out their hands and the government pays them. Well, the government doesn't have any money. That's me and you. All the people that are paying these astronomical fares for airplanes and air flights and all their employers who are, you know, underpaid. That's who's paying for their bailout while they line their pockets. It's God.
This is awesome. I am so happy with you today. You know, our energy level the last few weeks has been a little bit off for some reason. I mean, there's a lot going on. I understand that. But today you're on fire, so I'm happy. By the way, airlines, Anthony's right. Screw you. You know, part of my problem, your whole job is to get me and my underwear from Arizona to Florida or wherever the hell I'm going, charge you $100 for a bag. Your bag's too heavy. So we're going to charge you $50 because your bag's 51 pounds instead of 49. Then we're going to put it on the bottom of the plane. Oh, did it change the weight? You put it lower in the...
No, it just made him more money. So by the way, listen, we've got more to say about the debt ceiling because this is the biggest news right now for what's going on. We're going to talk to you about how it could affect you personally and things that you can do in your life to make this... You shouldn't have to worry about this. Let the government mismanage their own funds, but let us help you manage yours correctly. So in the meantime, you can find us at anothermoneyshow.com. You can reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com, and you can schedule appointments with us if you want to sit down with me and JR straight from our website. We will be right back.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun. Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com. Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
All right, and we are back. So more on this debt ceiling crisis. So right now the Treasury is saying we've got until June 5th before we start defaulting on our loans. And again, I mentioned this in the first segment. We have raised the debt ceiling 78 times since 1960. We haven't even had 78 years between now in 1960. We've raised the debt ceiling more than once a year on average, which is insane. And this is not, again, say this on this show, I'm aware of what station we're on, and we're talking about how Biden shouldn't do this. Well, Trump did this. As much as there are a lot of things we did like about the administration, raising the debt ceiling was not one of those things. He did it three times. So that being said, you know, there's talking about, you know, I think I brought it up last episode, all these articles about the Republicans cutting Medicare and Social Security first. Well, since then, I've read a bunch more articles, and all of them are saying that the Republicans haven't said what they're going to cut. All they're saying is that there need to be cuts. So, of course, that's all just all this hearsay and just, I'm going to write this to piss people off and make things aren't true. Why can't they just give us the facts? Truth is, we don't know. But the left wants to keep spending. I mean, Biden's administration, what did they say? They said there would be no negotiation. What do you mean there's going to be no negotiation? Are we just going to keep kicking the can down the line? Again, yes. What is the Ottoman Empire? What is the Roman Empire? What is Mongolia? What do all these things have in common? None of those matter anymore. It's so naive to think that we're going to continue to be this world power when we're definitely not acting like it. So when does the tide turn? When do we become this, you know, country that they're going to write about in textbooks 100, 200 years from now about this once great empire that screwed itself because it's not taken over by force? It mismanaged its funds and went under.
Wow. All right. So back to the energy level. I'm impressed. You're right. It's all frustrating. You know what the whole thing is? There's a handful of people, you know, out of 100 people, there's maybe 10 because of, you know, how easy it is to get information that even give a crap about this. Nobody's awake. Nobody's aware. You know, Rome, I mean, let's finish the debt ceiling talk. And then let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about money with the Super Bowl and talk about parallels to end times Rome and bread and circuses.
But all right, well, next case, let me continue ranting. Because they're saying that Biden led the negotiations in 2011 when they cut spending by $2 trillion instead of raising the budgets. And there was damage. The U.S. experienced its first credit rate downgrade and the stock market plunged. But what are you going to do? You're just going to keep raising. Again, you're just going to keep adding to your funds. If you come to us and you have $10,000 in debt, what are Anthony and Jay going to tell you? Let's figure out a way you get out of debt. And you get to keep more of the money you're making. We're not going to tell you to open up another credit card. That's terrible financial advice. Yet that's how this country is running. And there's no push to try to better the situation. All the Republicans are saying is, listen, let's start making cuts. Let's have a proper budget, which, you know, they haven't said what that is yet. The other administration just says, well, let's just raise it. We're not making any cuts. Let's just spend significantly more. But there has to be negotiation. There has to be middle ground. But we have to cut spending. There's no way around that.
All right. A couple things for you. One, the article that you're referring to is the same one I read last night and this morning. Let me read two things I underlined. One, GOP targets spending. Oh, yeah, good idea. McCarthy and House Republicans are looking to eliminate what they call wasteful spending in Washington. Good luck. As part of a deal to raise the debt ceiling. But they've not presented a unified plan identifying which programs they want to cut. Well, yeah, of course not, because you probably have to cut all of them. The other thing I underlined, where is it here? Oh, I love this. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican out of Arizona, shout out to Andy Biggs, one of our listeners, said in a tweet Monday, if we can't say no now, when else can we? I think that sums up this article. The sooner we stop kicking the can, the sooner we default. I mean, the best thing that could happen is that we default. We stop paying our bills. There's some pain. If I'm right, and only a handful out of 100 people give a crap about any of this, and they're even aware of all this stuff, like the debt ceiling, what it is, you know, they just change the channel. They don't want to hear it. They don't understand it. It's a lot safer to think about happy stuff like Dancing with the Stars and The Masked Singer than it is to think about debts and defaults and credit card late fees and bank NSF fees. You know what? The best thing to do, sorry to say this, shut down Washington. Get rid of them. Bring back people that leave their good producing jobs. They represent the people. You know, how long has Joseph Robinette Biden been in public service? Isn't it 50 plus years?
Yeah,
I mean, you're right. Trump raised the ceiling. They all raised the ceiling. I get that. It's so dysfunctional. It's so insane. How does it end? I hope it ends with a complete government shutdown. I hope it, you know what? The only thing that really pisses me off, what we're going to do, again, we punish the middle class. We punish the seniors. We punish the veterans. They're going to say, well, you can't get your Social Security payment. Sorry, 62-year-old and up, you can't get your payment. Oh, veterans, you know, we'll make you whole later, but you can't get your pay. You've already got me on food stamps. So what difference does it make? You know what? You know who's probably going to get paid? The politicians. I say that quietly because I don't want to be abducted in a white van with no windows. The politicians. You know, I used to think it'll be a black Suburban, dark tinted windows, black wheels. You know what I mean?
Now it's like a Prius because of their ESG rules.
It's gonna
They're
going to
get you in a tinted blue Tesla.
It's going to be an EV. That's going to be ironic.
They're going to sneak up on you. It's going to be so sneaky. You'll never hear them coming.
I hope it's in the winter where basically it won't start. the doors won't open. You know,
yeah, the handles freeze. You can't get into it.
And now they're saying that basically it costs more to drive an EV than a gas powered vehicle. Yeah, you think? So I mean, this whole world is crazy. So I'll tell you what, with the debt ceiling, my whole thing, how does it end in my little world? If it goes well, it ends really ugly. It ends with what we've been saying coming anyway. It ends with a housing market slowdown, screech to a halt, big problem. Sorry. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not trying. I love the country. I served. I'm not trying to hurt the country. It ends with a market crash. It ends with a stock market crash. It ends with a bank bail-in. And then it really ends with a digital currency. They're not that dumb. This is all purposely orchestrated. With that, before I have my heart attack, I want to have my heart attack during the break. So let's take a break. You can find us at www.anothermoneyshow.com. Reach out to us. And thank you again for being here.
And in the meantime, reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Check out anothermoneyshow.com and schedule an appointment with JR and Anthony directly from anothermoneyshow.com. Get all of this fiery passion and this fun talk in a one-on-one scenario.
If those other money advisors promise you a boatload of money, check the size of the boat and be sure it's your boat, not theirs. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. You're listening to Another Money Show.
You're listening to Another Money Show with Anthony Correo and the recently deceased J.R. Rochford. He got way too passionate that last segment. He had that heart attack he joked about. So, you know, here are our thoughts and prayers. But
thoughts and prayers. That's the same thing we're going to have to use to solve the debt ceiling problem. And
yeah, we'll just hope for the best. I mean, I get nobody wants to be the one to say, oh, this is going to suck. We're going to have to start getting through this. I understand that, but someone has to before we don't have a choice and it just implodes and there's nothing that we can do to stop it.
Well, maybe this summer. You know, we've been saying that things are going the wrong direction for years and years. Maybe this summer it starts happening. I know you don't like to name dates, you know. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you, January 1st of 2024, everything's going to be okay.
Get out of here with that. At least name June 5th. They told us. They said June 5th is when we're going to start defaulting. You know, that's not my numbers. That's the Treasury. Today, Wednesday, the Fed's going to have their talk. And so is McCarthy and Biden are going to have their one-on-one to have that non-negotiation about moving forward this plan.
Yeah. So Biden's got a lot on his plate today. I mean, he's, you know, his house is being, they're searching his house for more classified documents. I don't want to make jokes. You know, I mean, him having documents written in crayon, that's none of my business. I don't make jokes about it. So we got to get away from the debt ceiling because during the break, I did have a small heart attack, two strokes. I got an aneurysm. I don't know what an aneurysm is, but I think I had one during the break. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's, you know, what, a week from Sunday, a week from tomorrow, as you're hearing this, is the Super Bowl. And it's so funny because when you look at the parallels between end times in Rome and now, it's funny. And the Super Bowl is the greatest example. You know, where is it going to take place? State Farm Stadium. Looks like the Coliseum, you know, with the roof open. It looks like the Coliseum. Put the people in there. I've heard some of the news stories. You know, it's just the distraction is monumental. It's the first time two black quarterbacks are going to face off each other. What? Who cares? How is that a news story? The two Kelce brothers. You know, the Kelce brothers are going to face each other. Who cares? Well, we care because the country has, there's a lot of bad news going on. So this distraction is monumental. You know, we have 31.5 trillion in debt. We remind people pretty often, make sure you go on that usdebtclock.org and check that bad boy out. You know, sooner or later, we're going to have to pay the piper. Oh boy, I'm back to the debt ceiling. You know, so the Super Bowl, you know, renting your house for the Super Bowl. Your mom and I, we briefly talked about renting the house for the Super Bowl. And I started thinking about that because I'm a greedy little thing. I mean, I'm like, you know, the kind of money that I'm hearing is floating on these Airbnbs and all this stuff. It's pretty noticeable. So I shouldn't have said I'm a greedy little, I mean, I am a greedy little thing, but what I should say is I'm a smart businessman. So we thought about it and then we thought further. It's like, first of all, we take really good care of our home. So we don't want strangers in it. You know, the pool, we have a pool. What's the liability like? I mean, if you rent your home, you're not Airbnb, you're not through a company. If you're just me and I rent my home, what does the liability look like? I mean, this might be a good
you
example.
Have an umbrella policy?
Of course I do. You know, everybody we work with, whether we help them and they become a client or not, we talk to them about the personal liability umbrella policy. Call your State Farm agent, ask if you have a PLUP. that'll make them happy. Ask them for the acronym. We want a PLUP. So yeah, I mean, if I have a liability policy, you know, for $1 million and they sue me for $5 million, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, I kind of, it's Arizona. If somebody's coming here from Philadelphia or Kansas City or wherever, actually the Super Bowl, is it the Bears and the Cardinals? I don't even know who's playing. But anyway, if you're here from a cold climate, I have a feeling you're going to dip into my pool. So I don't, oh boy. But anyway, with the Super Bowl, isn't that a really good distraction from the $31.5 trillion debt? Or am I overseeing it?
Well, it's I don't know. People care about that. They don't care about this.
But why? What's more important if you look out to the direction of our country? I mean, before the show, you know, the three of us, you, me, and Jim, you know, we talked a little bit about Russia and talked about sending tanks. That is potentially World War III trigger. I mean, you know, and I know Poland, Germany, whatever. I mean, these other countries are sending tanks too. Well, good. That means it's really a world war. Instead of the world war being Russia and us, it could really be a World War III. That's important. That actually should be more important than me knowing that two brothers are going to face each other in the Super Bowl. Here nor there, that's just not where our priorities rest. But with that said, we have to take a break. Thank you for being here. Make sure you find us on podcasts. Please, please tell people about us and help us grow. So as always, you can find us at 623-523-0444 or email us team@anothermoneyshow.com.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Today's episode, we are talking about the debt ceiling again, and this will be a continuation kind of story because this is huge moving forward, talking about the Super Bowl here in the Valley. And what a mess, but a distraction it is to everybody. But back to this debt ceiling, I mean, they're saying this is going to be the factor that ruins the economy again. We're already seeing massive layoffs. We've already had a recession starting in last year. So we can keep lying to ourselves about how bad things are, but it's already here. It's already in process. And again, the layoffs are the biggest one too, with all these record, you know, even in March of 2020, you know, the entire economy shutting down, but all of these massive corporations hitting all-time highs while everybody's getting laid off and dependent on the government for assistance. It's such a mess. But here's the thing too. I mean, we talk about the market going down 20% or so last year. If you look at the market peaks of the dot-com bubble, if you look at the market peaks of 2008, I mean, they were almost the exact same. Well, we're well past that. So it doesn't matter that you may have lost 20% last year and you're getting a little bit of it back year to date so far this year, but you've already made way more money than you should have. At what point do you safeguard what you have? At what point do you lock in your gains? Again, as an advisor, my job is to tell you to buy more when there are dips. When things go down, buy more, buy more, buy more. But what we never tell you as advisors is where that money comes from. If you're not selling peaks, how are you going to buy these dips? How are you going to just come up with more money, especially as costs are rising everywhere? So our whole thing is, and we sat with a client recently who had fixed index annuities even before she became a client with us. But we were able to re-strategize and do a little bit better from her last advisor. But I was so happy that that's what she had and how she was living. And she is too. You know, she has this conversation with her friends and her friends are worried. They lost 20% last year. She's like, I didn't lose any money. I don't have to worry about this. Why am I wasting my retirement on what the market does? Why aren't you taking care of your own personal situation? Why aren't you setting yourself up with this foundation we talk about all the time on the show so that you don't have to worry about these things? Listen, again, I don't care if you invest in Bitcoin or penny stocks or you're taking risks out there. Just set a foundation so that if you make a mistake, you know, you don't have to go back to work if you're retired or if you're looking to retire in the near future. What happens if we're right? What happens if this is the next major crash? And all of a sudden you've got $1 million and you're ready to retire and that $1 million becomes $500,000. Can you still retire on that? Probably not. And what are you going to do? You're going to work for another 20 years. If you're thinking about retirement now, are you prepared if there's another market correction to work for another 20 years to recoup that? I mean, the Great Depression, the market took 30 years to come back. Just in Japan, Japan crashed 89-90 timeframe. Their market didn't come back until 2020. Which again, you know, look at what happened since then. But 30 years, do you have that time frame? So if this is something you're interested in, please, we would love to sit down with every individual and kind of teach them how to set this foundation so that they can move forward. So you don't have to worry about these debt ceilings. You don't have to worry about the mismanagement of the government money. I mean, of course, it's going to affect everybody, but there's things you can do to better your situation. Getting out of debt is number one. As an advisor, telling you to get out of debt pays me absolutely nothing. I make no money off telling you to get out of debt. But that's the single most important thing you can do if you want to retire. Because again, you can continue to borrow money and you can continue to make it or lose it or have these fluctuations, this volatility, but you don't know. But at some point, they're going to stop giving you money. And hopefully, at some point, we'll stop giving the government money. Hopefully. But we'll see. I mean, so I know JR's got other news stories he wanted to take. I got real passionate about this first half, but the debt ceiling, again, this is going to be something that we're watching very closely moving forward. But I feel like I already know the end of it. I think they're going to raise it. They're going to talk about budget cuts and they're probably not going to be much. And we're just going to kick the can down. So, you know, JR's on his third heart attack. He doesn't have much time left, but I've got decades, you know, hopefully, to live still, and I'm going to have to worry about this at some point. And I would much rather take it on now, head on, versus kick the can, because problems get exponentially worse. They don't get easier the longer you push them off.
Amen. And you know what? Everybody knows that. They just don't like to think about it, whether it's normalcy bias. I mean, it's safer not to get stressed out and think about it. So we turn away. We watch TV. We watch the Super Bowl. No, it's crazy. You know, being in the office for over a quarter of a century, you know, it's flying by. I mean, you've been there this couple months from now. It'll be 5 years you've been there. I mean, it's just insane. We have helped thousands of people through our office, thousands of people. We've made hundreds and hundreds of clients. We've helped a lot of people, one person, one couple, one family at a time. And it's very rewarding. It's we've opened eyes. We've woke people up. We want our people awake, not necessarily woke, but awake. You know, our whole thing, what do you do if it's so overwhelming, the debt ceiling, if everything we talk about is overwhelming, what do you do? You do the best for your personal situation, and then you have a nice day. Shout out to my friend / client, Ray. I remember years ago when I first started getting worried about the direction of the world, which was 15, 16 years ago. He was like, well, what are you going to do about it? Actually, Anthony, you said similar things. You're like, well, you've always been worried. You can't control stuff. You know, what are you worried about? You know what? I don't worry about it because I have done what I can do. You know, I look at the world, look at Pakistan right now. We are so sheltered from the rest of the world. Pakistan, I think it was on January 23rd. So it was only like a week ago. They had a nationwide, think about that, the country of Pakistan. They had a power outage. I don't even know if it's still going on. I know a couple of days later when I was watching it was still going on. What if that happened here? It's like, so that is over.
It can't happen here, JR. Nothing ever bad can happen here.
You know, my problem, you know, we have to get back to the 10 pillars and a little more structure with all the things that can happen. My problem, this country is so asleep. Fat, instant gratification. We just, you know, what's the old thing about apathy, ignorance and apathy? You know, I don't know and I don't care. We are so ripe for two or three things to happen at once. If we had a solar flare, EMP, whatever, something catastrophic, you know, catastrophic, we're going to the tropics now. If we had a cyber attack, you know, a power grid failure in this country, everything is going to get real. Everything. So that's even deeper than the debt ceiling. You know what? How do you personally, how does Anthony take care of his house so he doesn't have to worry about things? You've gone safe. You've built your base. You have insurance. You have everything you can covered. You have a little bit of cash. You know, I won't give out your street address, but Anthony, in my understanding, he has $34 to $37 worth of cash at any given time, probably on him because he's not married
to show off or anything. Jeez.
And by the way, I mean, you know, let me segue into something. We get the question very often. Should I, you know, people are slowly waking up and taking care of their personal situation. Should I get gold and silver? And I know it's funny because when you look at the Fugazi, Ben, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Shiba, whatever, you know, being up 40% since November, that's just ridiculous. I mean, this Bitcoin thing, you know, I want to call and get my Bitcoins. I want to cash them in now. I want my Beanie Babies. I want to take them home. I want my tulips in my hand. So I don't know, who do I call to get my Bitcoins? You know, I mean, the whole thing, you're buying air, but whatever. So here nor there. And by the way, if we have a Pakistan sort of outage, how are you going to get your Bitcoin? Hopefully when we go back online, your password's still good and you remember it because that's going to be a problem. So, you know, gold and silver. I'll try to condense this, but you know how I love to get on this one. In moderation, I'm fine with it. Do I think the dollar is going to collapse? Well, yeah, I do. Do I think we're
nearing the end?
Well, yeah, it has. I mean, are we nearing the end of the lifespan of our dollar? The world reserve currency is going away. We just talked last week about Saudi Arabia kicking the US dollar to the curb for their oil transfers. It's like, I mean, if you don't see it coming, I'm sorry. You're just not watching. So gold and silver. Well, here's, you know, I'll give you a couple of pros and cons. They're a store of value. You actually can hold something. I don't necessarily think you should buy GLD and SLV and paper, you know, I mean, because what are you going to do? You know, how are you going to get your money if that freezes up?
So I mean, that's what you buy as investment though. Like I've got both. I'm going to sell the silver when the time comes, the SLV. I'm not getting rid of my physical silver, but that's just my opinion. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Well, no, I mean, and this is just something because we hear the question a lot. So if the, you know, what hits the fan and you're sitting with a bunch of gold and silver, a couple things. One, you can't eat it. So I'd rather see you have a bunch of freeze-dried astronaut food, you know, with a 30-year shelf life. I'd rather you have, you know, indoor gardening. Thank you, Marcy. We both do our tower garden, you know, where you're making that sweet butter lettuce for your desert tortoise. So I'd rather see you have a food source, a water source. I'd rather see that than gold and silver, just, you know, for sustenance. To be crude here, if you have a handful of gold and silver, and I have a scary black rifle, if I'm part of a, you know, if I have nothing to lose, if I'm Antifa or a motorcycle club, or I'm somebody who's organized and will take advantage of any kind of, you know, situation I can, you're not going to be able to buy my rifle. You know, gold's at 20,000 ounce, silver's at, you know, 10,000 ounce. You're not going to be able to buy my rifle. I shall be able to relieve you of your gold and silver, you know, me and my friends. That's scary. You know, so you can't eat it. I can take it from you. What, you know, what if the biggest criminal, let me make a pause there and Jim can edit this out. What if the government seizes it again? Like they did in 1933, turn it in. We want all your gold. You know, what if that happens again? Don't tell me that's not a realistic possibility. You know, when they go to their central bank digital currency, if you haven't heard that term, by the way, look up CBDC. It's pretty interesting. You know, I haven't reminded you for a while. Look up Executive Order 14067. Pay special attention to section 4. We're still in that test. You know, we're in a parallel test of the banking system.
Still can't find news articles on it though.
We can't find squat. Can't find anything on it. So, because we have the attention span of a gnat. So that's long gone. So by the way, I mean, with the gold and silver, when the digital currency gets here, basically they're going to say, turn in your dollars, your paper fiat currency. And then what if they say, turn in your gold and silver? You know, one last problem with gold and silver, only roughly 11 to 12% of the population has it. So you've knocked out roughly 90% of the population, you know, to barter with. You know, my thought is I'm going to use my silver coin and get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or, you know, Hostess Ding Dongs or something. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not about to give you any of my food for your gold when things get sketchy. So
I mean, yeah, in moderation, gold and silver, we do get that question a lot. So it's always nice to bring that up on the radio show. But again, you're trying to have it for barterability and end of times. That's not gonna help you. You need food and water at that point. If you want as investment or because it's cool to have, totally fine. If you plan on selling it, SLV, GLD, much easier than physical. But if you want to store it and physically own something, big fans. You know, again, everything in moderation. But that is it for today's show. If you like what you heard, you have questions on any of the topics today, or you want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com. You can book appointments straight from the website. You can check us out at Another Money Show, wherever you listen and subscribe to podcasts. Again, there are no minimums to sit with us. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. Well, we'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.